Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Materials are now available in Kentucky schools for students and teachers, encouraging them to participate in the state's conservation writing and art contests. Kim Richardson, Assistant Director of the State Division of Conservation, on the impressive history of this event.
This contest has been going on for many years. The actual writing contest started 68 years ago, and the art contest started 38 years ago. So it does have a long history in the state of Kentucky.
Each year, a new conservation topic is selected. This time, it's Kentucky forests, branching out. Available school materials run the gamut.
The basics from what is a tree to what is a forest, and then we delve into more current issues, talking about climate change and healthy streams and riparian areas and agroforestry. We also delve into the vocational sense by talking about careers in forestry.
Richardson says teachers welcome the materials as an additional resource.
This brings in not your typical pattern of educational elements. It does get more into the agricultural and environmental parts that maybe your normal English teacher may not delve into. But because this is a writing contest, they might bring that resource into their classroom where normally these topics would not come up.
We'll be right back.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains and directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
The Kentucky Conservation Writing and Art Contests are co-sponsored by the Association of County Conservation Districts and Kentucky Farm Bureau. Kim Richardson says last year over 60,000 youngsters participated. She says local conservation districts encourage schools to participate and have been warmly welcomed.
And I think that creates a great relationship between our conservation districts and our schools. It's just that influence into the community that we're always trying to give, and reaching out to the students always comes back to the parents as well. So we're not only educating those 60,000 students, we're also getting in touch with those parents.
December 1st is the deadline for the writing and art contests. In the meantime, teachers and students can explore the topic to figure out the direction they might take in their submissions. Details are available online at kyfb.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.